Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting announced recall petitions have been filed with her office. Caro City resident Logan Carpenter filed proposed recall petitions for Karen Schneider, who is the mayor for the city of Caro, as well as for Emily Campbell, who is a Caro City Councilor member. The petition for a proposed recall for Schneider and Campbell claim violation of the City Charter Section 5.9, failure to fill vacant council seats within 60 days. The Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity factual hearing at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, December the 4th, in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. The county's election committee consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented was clear and of factual basis. If it is, then the next step is gathering signatures of enough voters in the township. If enough signatures are gathered for the petition, the issue would then go to voters in the township to determine if the officials should be recalled or not. And another local and regional news for today. Two senior dogs abandoned on a downtown Caseville sidewalk are now safe and permanently housed at a no-kill dog sanctuary in Emily City. Local rescuers worked together to keep the bonded pair, now named Otto and Hank, together for the rest of their lives. Around 1:30 a.m. on October the 23rd, security cameras in downtown Caseville recorded a white SUV stopping and then someone pushing two dogs out onto the sidewalk before driving away, with the vehicle's license plate obscured. Caseville police are still looking for the person or people responsible and are asking anyone with any information about the SUV or the dog's former owner to call 989-856-3304. A Huron County deputy transported the dogs to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, where staff named the golden-colored brothers Otto and Hank and noted that they were gentle, inseparable, and seemed to depend on each other. After nearly 3 weeks of care, shelter operators contacted Hawkeye and Friends Dog Rescue and Sanctuary in Emily City to see if it could take both dogs so that they would not need to be split up. Hawkeye and Friends, which functions as a lifelong sanctuary rather than a traditional adoption center, agreed to accept Otto and Hank as permanent residents. Staff reported the dogs quickly integrated into the resident pack, playing with the other dogs and settling into their new environment, leaving rescuers puzzled as to why such calm and well-behaved animals were abandoned in the first place. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Russia has launched a wave of attacks on Ukraine's capital, striking residential buildings and energy infrastructure. Local authorities said that a residential building in the eastern district was badly damaged and at least 4 people were injured. Ukraine's energy ministry said energy infrastructure had been hit but didn't give any details. The attacks on Tuesday morning followed talks between U.S. and Ukrainian representatives in Geneva on Sunday about a U.S.-Russia brokered peace plan. And a federal judge has dismissed the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, concluding that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Donald Trump's urging, was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. The rulings from U.S. District Judge Cameron McGowan Curry amounted to a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target Trump's personal political opponents, as well as its legal maneuvering to hastily install a loyalist prosecutor willing to file the cases. The orders made Lindsey Halligan the latest Trump administration prosecutor to be disqualified because of the manner in which they were appointed. You are listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, November the 24th of 2025. Joyce Ann Brown, age 87 of Ubley, passed away on November the 23rd of 2025. Funeral services for Joyce Ann Brown will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, with interment in the Elkland Township Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the United Hospice Service of Aspire and Marlette. Visitation will be 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 25th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, and then again from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Wednesday, November 26th, in the Krantz Funeral Home, with arrangements provided to the family by the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.